Cooper Lord.
Cooper Lord's cool name at least.
Great. Oh Lord, Cooper Lord.
Oh Lord, Cooper Lord is coming to Carlton. And then North, we pick up a former Port lad.
Who?
In Bryn Tickle.
Oh, Tickle.
Yeah, he was out. He was the second round one for us. So yeah.
Tickle.
And then we got that little, we got Tickle. We got the Payne train, Geordie Payne.
Who's Geordie Payne, man?
Tassie boy, actually. Good mates with Colby. You know, the rising star favourite.
Machurcha.
You know, Machurcha. So, you know, that's pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with that, to be honest
with you. That's good, man. Do you reckon they'll get a game next week?
Actually, you know, honestly, I hope they do. Yeah. I hope they just come straight into the team. But anyway, so we're back.
We are back.
There's, a, you know, bye rounds this week, you know. So
how good is it not having your team play?
Excellent, bro. Yeah. Excellent. When your team's not Melbourne, it's kind of all right. I was able to just watch the games, be chill about it. You know what I mean? I'm happy for you, bro. Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. But, you know, keen for next week. You got West Coast without Harley Reid. So, you know,
That's a free win, man.
Exactly. So
should we a little preview into later in the episode. We might actually tip North.
Ooh, really? Look at Georgie, got my back for once, man.
No.
I think we'll run straight into the game.
Look, I'm happy, man, because Carlton played on Thursday night.
Yes.
And pretty impressive performance, if I don't say so myself.
Yes. Look, I'm happy to just give you the floor. You say what you want to say, man. I'll chirp in here and there.
No worries. But, well, look, first thing I'd say is there seems to be a little bit of a narrative where against Carlton over the last couple of weeks, because they have lost some games, but against some good teams. Mm. And people are kind of pushing them out of the kind of race for the top four a little bit. It felt like that. So it was good to kind of bite back a little bit and win a game, their first game against a South Australian team at Adelaide Oval.
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge.
How bad our record has been. We beat Frio in Gather Round in Adelaide.
Hadn't beaten an Adelaide team.
Or Port. Yeah.
Wow. There
so this is our first win up against a top four team in their home deck and a tussle all game. And after three-quarter time, the Blues were like, oh, we're actually a good clearance team. Let's win some clearances.
Yeah, true.
Paddy Cripps kicks two goals in a minute.
Mm.
And we kicked 7-1 from centre stoppages in the last quarter, which is just ridiculous.
It was crazy. Like, honestly, as a non-Carlton supporter, I was jealous seeing Cripps just go in there, just rip the ball out and just do his thing. Like,
It was quite good. And the thing is, I probably didn't enjoy it in the moment as much as I should, because there was a part of me that's like, it's become slingshot footy, and we kick it, then they kick a goal, and we kick a couple, and they kick a goal. I'm just like, I'm just not confident. I just feel like a heartbreak is coming around the corner. And it didn't. And then we got to a point where it became like 20-something points and 30, and we won by 36 points in the end. Mm. That's impressive, man.
No, it is, man. Look, I don't think Ports, they are a good team, but let's be fair, they almost lost to Hawthorn last week.
Yeah.
So I feel like we can't over.
But at home, they're a different team.
That's the thing. That is the thing. So you'll take that win.
Yeah.
Zach Williams, he's.
Mate, I'll tell you what, Zach Williams, it's probably kind of been drummed into your head how much I disapprove of Carlton small forwards at the moment.
Yeah.
Zach Williams could almost have saved our season, bro.
I think that's a big call, man.
I said Carlton can't win the flag with these small forwards.
Mm.
This guy's come in as a small forward, kicked 4 goals and then 3 goals too.
Mm.
If this guy performs at that type of level as an elite small forward, which no one would have thought he was, but let's just say that he kind of continues at that race, that's a game changer, dude. It's an absolute game changer for Carlton. Yeah. I can't understate the importance of what Zach Williams has done in the last 2 weeks.
Mm. And one thing I will say about Zach Williams, I love the way he celebrates. He just kind of goes,
Yeah, it's like he's never going to kick another goal again.
I know. It's like a lion just freaking screaming. You know what I'm screaming? What are they? Roar. It's a lion roar, man. I love it.
A lion roar. Yeah. He's kind of got the scruffy look of a lion a little bit.
A little bit. But like probably like he's gotten a fresh fade. Like a lion with a fresh fade.
A lion with a good barber, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So
a little taper or something, you know?
Not too much off the top, so.
Exactly.
So he was very impressive. The other, like Tom DeConing just put on a clinic. This guy's really becoming a good player. Mm. We talked about Cripps, Zach Williams. And the other one that is an interesting kind of change in role is Chinkota.
Yes.
He's become a little bit of a tagger.
Yeah.
And he went to Butters.
He went to everyone, man.
Yeah.
He went to Butters. He went to Horn Francis at points. I feel like there was another guy. He went to Houston at points, I think, as well.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
He started off the back line, right? And then kind of came into the center and just tagged primarily Butters. Mm. But, Butters did not have a massive impact on the game. The Hornet.
He did pretty well.
He's a serious player.
Mm.
But good to kind of see Carlton change the roles up a little bit and kind of for a little bit of need. They need a stopper. They put Shinkota, who puts pressure. They need another forward. And they like Saad and Boyd in the back line.
Yeah.
So they go, all right, Zach Williams, go forward. See if you can add something. So, yeah. Look,
give
I thought,
us something.
Give us something. So I was pretty happy, man. Like it was a pretty strong performance considering. So, yeah, yeah. Started the week off well.
Yeah, that's fair, man. That's fair. Now, let's compare performances. Whose was bigger?
Yeah.
The big Cripper or the big Bont? It was the battle of the big midfielders this week.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you could throw Dacos in there as well.
Yeah, but like we're talking. I mean, like stature wise. Because let's be fair. Like Dacos doesn't have that stature. You know what I mean? Like, if Cripps and Bont come up to him in a fight, like I know who I'm backing. You know what I mean? So, no offense to Nick Dacos.
I think you probably have to go Bont because Bont. We're super coach Nuffies.
Yeah,
right?
180 is better than the 130 or whatever that Cripps got.
You pull 180. And that's a performance. So, look, probably Bont. I mean, I think you'd say that Bont because he was a little bit more consistent throughout the game. Cripps just turned it on the last quarter when was required.
And I wanted to say something about that with Cripps. We're on Fan Footy, right? The footy forum, you know, for Supercoach scores and whatnot.
Yeah.
Someone had posted, oh, Cripps owners would be burning right now. And then all of a sudden, two clutch goals. And I don't know what he ended up on, but, you know, killed it right at the end.
It was good leading into the Collingwood Dogs game. Probably, I'd say, the most entertaining game of the round, in my opinion. Yeah. Purely because it was competitive, it was fast, it was high scoring, and it was kind of the battle of the Titans. Like, we've talked a little bit about Bont already. He was just crazy. Dacos, what did Dacos have? He had 27 contested possessions, 16 clearances, and 2 goals.
Yeah. Like, it was a huge game.
What is this kid, man? Yeah. And I think it was weight of numbers. Like, Dacos was the Hulk for Collingwood, but Bont had the support of Treloar, who also had 37 possessions, 21 contested possessions, 11 clearances and a goal. So it's kind of 2v1 a little bit.
Yeah,
but Dacos did everything in his power to win that. He's just crazy.
Yeah. I feel like I've said it before. Like, I don't know if I said it on the pod or if it's been between us, but he's the closest thing to Gary Ablett Jr. that we've seen. Like, and the fact that he's playing full-time mid now, it shows it even more, you know what I mean? Because he's got that insight. How many contested disposals did you say, Ed?
He had 27 contested possessions.
Mate.
And 16 clearances.
100% you can throw that, oh, he's not contested crap.
He's got the most contested numbers out of anyone in the comp, I think, at the moment.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. I swear that was the narrative in his first year or so.
The thing about Dacos, right, is he doesn't, like, Cripps wins contested by grabbing it, taking on three people, getting the handball out. Dacos does it by pure class speed and cleanliness.
It's more Butters like. Butters is running towards the contest like, oh, let's sprint around and hope it comes to me.
Yeah.
But he usually gets it.
Well,
somehow.
Dacos isn't running through people. He's just so clean and quick and reads the ball so well that he's always got space. So they do it in a different way.
Yeah.
So Dacos is by no means a Hulk type of player, but he's so skillful and clean that he makes anything happen. So I was watching him perform and I was like, man, this guy is probably still the best in the comp. And then Bont comes out and has that performance. Like, wait a second, is Bont the best in the comp? So putting you on the spot, I want you to tell me who the best five players. I'm going to give you five, right?
Five.
Because it's too hard to say in one.
Okay.
Name your top five players in the comp at the moment.
Do I have to order them?
Nah.
Or is it just, all right, so we'll go with Bont. We'll go Dacos as well.
Yep.
I think based on what he showed us, I'm going to put Cripps in there. Because I still think that he's a Brownlow medalist. He does the way he goes about it, the way he can lead his team from the front, it's crazy. We're going to go them as the top three. Then after that,
the two Sydney boys, man.
Heaney and Warner. I feel like that's a pretty decent top five, man.
Yeah.
That's like Warner, he's kind of earned it the last few months.
I think he's earned it, man.
Yeah, fair enough. If you're talking about like current form.
Yeah, current form is what I'm talking
100%
about.
100% it's him, you know. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who else?
So you said sort of, Cripps.
Yeah.
I had Bont, Dacos, Heaney, Warner. That's who I picked. The fifth one, I have no idea who to pick.
Yeah. Look, I think based on recency bias.
Based on this round, let's go Cripper. Yeah.
If it was 2 weeks ago, I would have said Gorn.
Yeah.
Seriously? Because Gorn, he didn't do as well this week, but like he's ridiculous. Man.
He is.
Good question.
It was good to kind of see the performance of some of these like players just go head to head. I don't feel like you see it as much.
No.
That level of scoring, that level of power. But back to the specific game.
Sorry to cut you off there. But me. If for the listeners, top five players in the competition right now. Tell us.
Put us in the comments, man.
That's it.
And feel free to rank it as well. We didn't rank it because
we're cowards.
Yeah.
So we didn't want to rank him. But yeah, nah, let us know. Let us know your thoughts.
So Bulldogs won.
They did, man.
And they seriously, like, this was like a non-negotiable. They had to find a way to win.
Mm.
Collingwood had their injuries. Dogs have some as well.
Yeah.
But this was the Dogs' opportunity to win this game, and they just had to, and they did.
That's it. And I think it shows their midfield depth, the fact that they didn't have Richards and Libar, who two of their top three, actually, you know what? Two of their top four contested players in the game. Because, like, Treloar and Bont are still clinical.
They're crazy,
so the fact that they have two injured to come in, man, the depth there is crazy.
Like, they're looking good, man, because they have a player called Sam Darcy, who was the center of a bit of controversy in the first quarter. But the X factor for this game.
That snap. Like, when I first saw it, like, AFL made a post. I don't know if it was on what social medias it was, but they said, you don't see big guys doing this. And I'm kind of thinking, yeah, you do. But then I'm kind of, what is he, 206 centimeters?
I think he's 208.
Yeah, no.
And he's a second-year footballer.
Yeah, that's the thing, because it's not just that he's a key forward, like, you know, a 196 centimeter key forward. He's not just like, you know, a Charlie Kerno type size key forward.
Yeah.
This dude's ruckman height, like proper ruckman height. He's one of the tallest players in the game, and he's doing that as a second-year player, as he said. So, man.
He's going to be a special player, man.
Yeah. Shame for him, he won't be winning the Rising Star.
Oh, yeah, so he's got banned for 2 weeks. Even if they get downgraded to one, which I'm not sure whether they're appealing it or not, he's out of the race.
Well, I think they'll probably, you know, if you give him 2 weeks off, he gets the third week off at the bye round, and then, you know, he can go for a little holiday right now.
He can, actually.
I reckon, honestly, here's his opportunity, man. Just go for a little trip, man. Yeah, take the mizzo out, you know what I mean, and just chill out for a little bit.
We'll talk about Harley Red later, but Harley's been banned for 2 weeks as well on the sling, so the race is now wide open for Rising Star.
It is, and we do have, you know, a little Machurcha that we think might.
Machurch or Darcy Wilson. I don't know if there's any obvious ones other than that.
Wardlaw as well. Wardlaw's another option. You know, if he can pick it up for the last, it's not like he's been bad this season, but I feel like he's been a bit understated. You know what I mean? He hasn't been prolific like the breakout that we were kind of hoping for. So those are probably the options there. Many other comments on the, actually, you know what? We'll go to the ladder quickly.
Yeah, go to the ladder and see where Collingwood's at. I think they've dropped out of the eight.
They have. They're ninth on 28 points. There are another two teams above them, GWS and Gold Coast on 28 points. So that's an interesting little battle there. GWS, seventh. Jeez. And then the Bulldogs, 24 points. With Melbourne on 28 points, they're also out of the eight.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Look, I feel like the top eight was somewhat settled a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we kind of said, like, there's one spot up for grabs. But it's Geelong's kind of faltered. Melbourne's faltered massively.
Mm. Geelong is still third, bro.
They're still third.
They're still third. And we're like, I feel like they suck now.
Well, they've lost. Well, they won, obviously, against Richmond, but they had lost four in a row, hadn't they?
Yeah. And then Essendon, I'm pretty sure, something like that. Essendon are second still.
What are they still doing second?
Can they piss off? I don't want to see them there, man.
Well, what's their points compared to
34? So it's 40 Sydney, 34 Essendon, and Geelong 32.
And then the rest of 20.
Port Carlton also 32 as well.
Oh, we're 32.
Yeah, so you guys are equal top four, you could say.
Okay.
You know? That's pretty good.
So we'll take Essendon out of the eight next week, out of the top four next week.
That's it. It's crazy. Like, I think I wouldn't be so concerned if I was Collingwood. Their amount of injuries is crazy.
And they still put up a really strong fight.
Yeah, I think the thing for them, they just need to get their best players back. You know, and I'm sure, like, I haven't really looked at their future fixture, but they came up against the Dogs who, are in great form. Mm. They've been killing it recently, you know. The whole Bevo out talk, I hate to say it, we've got to put it to bed. It's done.
It's a little bit settled for now. They still got to make the eight, though.
That's the thing. If they don't make the eight, then, you know, all this talent for nothing, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we'll go over to the next game.
Sure. And
the Hawks.
Hawks, mate. They keep going.
They keep going. They actually dominated that game.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look so bad on the scoreboard now that I look at it, but that was all theirs, man.
It got to 48 points, I think, was the margin,
the
highest margin. So, they're just on a roll, mate. I think they've won five out of seven games they've won. And that includes a loss to Port in the last second.
I know. So if they had won that, they'd be equal points with Bulldogs and one game out of the eight.
That's crazy.
Insane. Insane, man.
Well, good on them, man. And on the flip side, Crows, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
How can you have, like, such a good performance last week and then come out and just falter.
They just don't travel, man.
They don't. They haven't won a game at MCG since 2017.
Yeah, it's really.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's. I feel like they just. It's almost like they're at 60%, 50% when they leave the South Australian border.
Yeah.
It's not good, man. It's not good enough. Like, this is a game where you needed to win to put yourself into finals. 100%.
You can't.
I actually think it's. I'm
calling it, bro.
You're
I'm
calling to call it. All right. Let's call it. So we're going to call it for them. We're going to call it for Brizzy.
Yeah,
we're going to call it for Brizzy. We'll call it for Saints. Are we calling it for Hawthorn as well? Do we actually think that they're going to make it?
No.
Look,
that's not disrespectful to them, though. That's just come the end of the season, how can they keep up that level of performance?
I'd be shocked because there's so many young guys providing the goods. Like, and you can't expect that for the whole year. But like, let's just shout out to him. We've got to give him his flowers. Dylan Moore.
Yeah, huge.
I think, is he the best small forward?
He's probably the most informed one at the moment. You know? Actually, other than Rankin.
Yeah, true, true. I guess, you know what? Toby Green exists as well, so let's settle down.
Who hasn't had a great year, though, Toby Green?
I guess the informed one is Dylan Moore, then, if that's the case. Like, five goals, like, he was just, the impact was crazy. Like, I'll click into him. I'm pretty sure he's, how many goal assists does this guy have? He had two goal assists and 12 score involvements.
Yeah, and five goals.
Yeah, and he's just in everything, man.
Yeah.
He's just in everything.
I feel like when he's the barometer for Hawks, I reckon. When he has those big games, they win.
Yeah. And that's, And whether it's in the midfield or if it's in the forward line, it seems like he always makes an impact regardless. Yeah. So
that was, I think, Gunson's 200th game.
Yeah, it was cool seeing the players out.
Taylor Duray was up there.
Yeah. Actually, he's still playing.
He's still playing. He must have been so young when he won those flags.
Probably, yeah. I'm trying to think, who else did he see? Like, Langford was there? That was a big throwback for me. Because I don't...
Yeah, Will Langford.
Will Langford, you forget about that guy, right?
He had a stellar performance in one of the grand finals.
Yes, I remember that. And that's what he's going to hang. That's what he's going to hang his hat on for the rest of his life. Jared Rufford was up there.
Ruffy.
Yeah, who else did you say? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was a couple of throwbacks.
Yeah, a few throwies. But, that was a bit of a G-up. Mm. But, good on Hawthorn for getting it done for Gunston, 100%. Man. Like, and how many goals? He ended up with three goals himself. Brewster came on the bench and got... Did he get one as well?
Sure. I think Brewster, he did.
He got one as well. So, all the old firm,
It was a good day for the Hawks, man.
It was, man. It was. You'd be really wrapped with them.
I just feel like with Adelaide, unless their X-Factor plays star... They just don't perform. Like, Dawson had a really bad game.
Yeah.
Rankin's not there. Taylor Walker got injured.
Yeah.
These are the type of players that, are their X factor. Mm. And when they're not going that, when they're not playing at that level, some of their other players look a little bit slow, a little bit kind of basic.
You're right. No, there wasn't much creativity going forward. And,
that's the thing. Hawks were intercepting everything. So if Scrimshaw is intercepting, you've got a problem, mate.
Yeah, 100%. 100%, man.
Even D'Ambrosio, like a young, small little kid. Mm. But, that's just because Adelaide is bombing it in with no kind of direction. It just feels like they're like that class level, which sometimes they have, sometimes they don't.
Yeah. I don't think, even though obviously Tex is a bit of a presence and Fogarty's a presence, but they're not contested mark, just kick it to the top of the square type players. You know, Tex wants to lead. Yeah. He wants to lead and be creative. I don't know. I think they're missing a dude like maybe Thilthorpe, who's a bigger boy, who maybe can take a bit more of a mark. I'm not too sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Disappointing
from them, though. Like, 100%. Any Crows fan that were riding a bit of momentum, they wanted to come in against the Hawks, which you'd hope that they could beat if they're a finals chance.
Mm.
And to get beat like that, you're out, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gone.
And when you start the season so poorly, you can't afford a performance.
No, that's a must win. Just like the Dogs was a must win, but they didn't get it done.
Mm. Anyway, Georgie's turned the page, so I'm assuming that means on to the next one, right?
That's it, man.
West Coast versus St Kilda. And so this game happened, this was on the Saturday, right?
Yeah.
So the Saners go and win it for Chris's birthday. So shout out to Chris for, happy birthday to him. That was his birthday that day. But this game, whilst there were a few little standouts for the Saints, but this game was all... Harley Reid was the whole story.
He's the whole story of this team, man.
Legit, like... The first half, right? So I'm watching, right? And I'm zeroing in on this guy, as you do, as everyone does.
Yeah.
And there was two times where he lined up on Jack Sinclair, right? Yeah. And two times he made him look like a small halfback, let's be fair, which he is, right? It was one where he was about to get tackled by him and he just spun around him. Mm. He was a ballet dancer. He just spun around him. There was that. And then there was another one where he has the ball in his hands. Sinclair's right in front of him and he completely disregards this guy as a fully grown adult and just barges through him, right? And the physicality was everything for West Coast in that first half.
Yeah.
That was his first half, right?
Well, I agree with that because my notes says that They were winning because of Reed, and then they lost because of Reed.
And exactly right, man. Exactly right. Windhager goes onto him, bodies him up.
After the second half?
During the second half. And then he lost his cool, man.
Yeah.
He lost his cool. He was on like, we're going to bring it to Supercoach, right?
Yeah.
I think he was on 90 at one point.
90, and he finished on 70. He went back 20 points by 4 free kicks against. And he had 3 possessions for a half.
Mm. So, the 7 clearances, it was 7 clearances that he had in the first half. I don't think he had another one
He didn't.
So it was crazy. And he gifted Mason Wood his 4th goal as well. Like, that was insane, man. That was insane. I was watching that on the way to work, which, I had it on the little stand, little cheeky KO there. I was losing my mind, bro. I was loving it.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy how, like, this game, no one should care about it.
Nah.
But Harley Reid's involved, and I'm all of a sudden invested.
Look, I'm watching West Coast when Reid's playing. The next 2 weeks, now that he's banned, West Coast in the bin, bro.
In the bin.
In the bin.
What are we going to do? Watch Elliot Yeo? Elliot Yeo's cool.
I like Elliot Yeo.
And I love McGovern as well, man. That dude cannot help but get involved.
Yeah, he's your boy. He's one of your guys.
He's one of my guys, man. I really should have him in Supercoach, but I don't. But anyway, we've got to shout out Mason Wood, man.
Yeah.
He goes forward.
He's a good player, Mason Wood. He's your boy.
He's your boy, Mason Wood.
Yeah.
And I'll always have that moment with Dino, and a shout out to Dino for this one. We were at some Greek event, and we're at the lobby area, and Mason Wood kicks this goal against Sydney. Like, he fends someone off, and he kicks the goal for us to win the game.
Yeah.
North beat Sydney. Can you believe that a few years ago?
I can't believe it.
Exactly. You can't picture it. But anyway, so that's my little moment that I had of Mason Wood.
He's and actually a good player.
He's a good player, man.
So why'd you delist him?
Because we're dumb.
Is it injury or what?
There was probably
the last 2 seasons he's been good.
Yeah, it was probably a continuity issue, and they just thought, this guy's, he's not a good enough key forward. And then all of a sudden he plays as a winger for the Saints, goes forward when Max King goes out, and does better than Max King.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's been a good player for the last 2 seasons, man. He's clean, he's a good runner, he's handsome.
He's a handsome guy.
He's handsome, bro.
Maybe that's why North got rid of him. Like, I think our list manager at the time, I don't know if it was Rawlings or if it was that Luffy guy. However it was, they probably weren't as good looking as Mason Wood, let's be honest, man.
Look, intimidated.
100%, man. 100%.
Look, Saints, they got the win. That's good.
It doesn't mean much.
No, I'm not convinced by anything I saw. It was a really boring game.
Yeah, look, they beat a team who's going to be bottom 3. And now I guess St. Kilda are like, it's almost like they're fighting for the 3rd last. You know what I mean?
They're not good, bro. We said it last week. They're not good. That didn't mean anything to me. Because they would have lost if Reed. Mm. No, I can't say that because he played. He didn't get injured, right? He got tagged out. But an 18-year-old was controlling that game for them. So
yeah, true. It says a lot. It says a lot about the team. It says a lot about Harley Reid as well. Because not many players can do that.
No, but you're right. Now that you see the tag, I would tag the shit out of this kid.
Every week.
Because I don't think he has the temperament, as you said before, to kind of handle that attention.
You see, you'd think he would because he's a very chirpy bloke. You see him out on the field. When he's lining up one-on-one versus another midfielder, like he was doing it to Sarong, he was doing it to Fife.
Yeah, he's chaotic, bro. He's chaotic. Yeah.
True.
The chaotic type of personality, I don't think can handle the tag because he's going to tackle someone, kill them, and then complain to the umpires and then give away free kicks and then kick a miraculous goal and then take another free kick. He's just so all over the place.
Mm. Well, he's going to have 3 weeks now to think about it because there's a bye in between. So he'll be able to calm himself down, maybe do some meditation, try to, zen out a little bit. And
I just want everyone to tag the shit out of him just to see how he responds.
Yeah, true, true. Oh, look, it would suit me because I'm going to trade him out.
Gone for me, so I was happy.
Yeah. Fair enough. Man, to think, one quick one for Supercoach.
Tell me.
90 points at halftime, and I'm thinking, bruh, I've got myself a keeper forward. He's going to get 140. Everyone's traded him out. They're going to want to trade him back in. And then he ended up on 73. He beat his break even at least, but I'm just like, oh my God, man.
Well, I was thinking, if you want to bring about Supercoach, I had vice-captain Dacos, who was tearing it a new one. And then somehow, he was still not the best option because Bont, who was doing okay, pulled out like a 90 last quarter.
I know. Look, I had Dacos as well as VC, but we're not going to complain. But geez, man.
But it's kind of like imagine you captain Bont and you're swearing at Dacos the whole game, and then somehow he still manages to beat him. This is life, man. You got to be in the present moment.
That's it, man. That's it. That's what I was doing for Harley Reid in the first half, and then all of a sudden, down in the dumps, bro. But anyway,
Geelong Richmond, fun game.
Fremantle Dockers versus Melbourne.
I'm joking.
All
right. You're going to skip them. Look, if there's a skippable game.
Yeah. The thing about this game, it was such a tease, bro. I thought, man, look at Richmond. They're going to beat Geelong, stuff Chris Scott. It's going to be mad, bro.
Yeah.
But they couldn't hold it on for too long. Like, it would have been outrageous if Richmond won, to be honest with you.
And that would have been how many losses in a row for Geelong. It's in Geelong.
Mm.
You're thinking, is this even a fortress for them anymore?
Mm, I know, yeah. But look, I think, they had a few players out. They had Danger out. Jack Clark was out.
Danger's their main one.
Danger's the main one. But I feel like
Richmond's got their whole team out.
Yeah, true.
And LaFau ACL.
Oh, I know.
Who else did they have left, man?
I don't know. But apparently, a guy from work was telling me that there's one player who's untried. Apart from the mid-season draft guys, there's one dude who's untried. And they're trying to, give you some experience in the VFL because he's a basketball player.
Yeah.
You know, he's probably like a category B type rookie, right? So this basketball kid, I'm assuming he's tall. They're going to have to plonk him in the forward line. Let's be honest. I'll find out his name next week.
At least LaFau was like, he was tough and he was providing an option.
Yeah. And you know the thing is about him? He's about 24, 25. Like, I feel bad for him because he's had a great start to the season.
Mm.
He needs all the time he can get. A year out of the game is horrible for a guy at that age. It's different for a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
If it was a 19-year-old, it's like, all right, all good. We can wait for you. We can wait for you, McKelty. But now it's like, will he get forgotten? You know, I hope he doesn't because he's got talent.
You're right though.
You know, but I know that's just me a bit doomsday, for McKelty.
It's doomsday for Richmond, man. But look, I think most Richmond supporters have kind of accepted that they're a bottom two team and they're going to get a high draft pick. And that's probably what they need anyway.
Mm.
But
100%.
It's miserable, man.
Mm. Look, if we're going to talk a little bit of positives about Geelong, Ollie Dempsey had a huge game. Yeah, 3 goals, 27 disposals. He had the post-match interview afterwards and we're watching it at work. And my boss is like, oh, Dad, thanks for taking me to the footy. You know, he looks like a child, bro. Yeah. He looks like a 12-year-old. He's a special player, man. He's really good, man.
Geelong likes to find those type of players out of nowhere.
Yeah, I swear they must tell every kid with long blonde hair, hey, you, stop playing well in the VFL. Stop playing well in underage footy. We want you.
I 100% agree, man.
Like, legit. Like, him, the Koning looks the same. Zach Guthrie, they all look the same, bro. Yeah. They're all different versions of each other, man. It's like how Bulldogs only had Dalhouses back in the day. Everyone was Dalhouse. For them, everyone's Zach Guthrie.
That's actually quite true.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll jump into the next one.
What happened, bro? Doth my eyes deceive me?
Bro, this happened, bro. This happened. Like,
Melbourne, how does Freo beat Melbourne, who was a top 4 team by 100 points?
Look, I don't know. But look, I think both teams, we have to reassess.
Yeah.
Big time. Like, I think Melbourne, they're not a top 4 team anymore.
Look,
and you can't be. You can't lose by 90 points. You can't.
The thing is, I don't think, this is Melbourne we're talking about. For them to lose by 100 points, the only reason in my mind would be lack of effort.
Fair.
It's not like they got outplayed by 100 points. As in, obviously they got outplayed, but what I'm saying is it's Melbourne we're talking about. Yeah. They lost by 100 points to Freo.
Can we talk about the inside 50s? 37 to 68.
Yeah, well.
Bruh, they got outplayed. And that's the thing that gets me. It's because you can't use Jake Lever as an excuse. Because if the ball's continuously going in, it's not him being out. It's not his fault. It's not the lack of a forward line fault, their fault, because you're not getting the ball to the forward line.
Mm.
They had to move Fritch up to a wing. Without a forward line, they're moving Fritch up to a wing to try to get involved.
Yeah.
It was honestly, that's the worst performance from Melbourne probably since remember that
back
Geelong
day,
game? Remember that Geelong game where they lost by 200?
Yeah.
It's that type of performance from
it
for a team with the amount of quality that they have.
It's an abysmal performance.
Mm.
But the only way I can rationalize it is they just decided just not to turn up, not to play. Like, I don't know what their pressure was like, but obviously it was terrible. And Freo was just able to move the ball from backline to forward line without even trying kick.
Yeah. You know what?
How does that happen?
Fremantle, the way they play, we always thought, this is weird, this is boring, whatever. I've kind of reassessed what it actually is, right?
Mm.
They're playing soccer. They're not playing footy. They are the Barcelona Dockers.
Yeah.
We're talking tiki-taka. Maybe not even tiki-taka. This is more like maybe Man City type vibes where they're going to pass the ball around the back a little bit. Maybe even, who else plays like that? Anyway, look, pass the ball around the back, switch it around until we find a little opening. They find a chink in the armor. And they were finding it. They were finding the chink in the armor because in footy, where it's a bigger ground than a soccer ground, the midfielders have to run and catch up and chase a lot more, right? So they're knackered, man. Petrarca's knackered. Oliver's knackered, man. Cheeky Tom Sparrow, they're knackered, man. So I don't like that game style that we made fun of them for and we thought, man, Longmuir, what are you doing? It's in this game, it showed out.
Yeah.
It really showed out, man.
I agree with that. I also think that they've made a bit more of a conscious effort to be a bit more direct. They're getting a lot of drive out of Jordan Clark. Like a lot.
Mate.
A lot of drive.
What you said, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, Jordan Clark, halfback, All-Australian.
Yeah.
Lock it in, man.
But he is so dangerous. And obviously they got Luke Ryan as well. So they're getting drive from those two players, but their midfield's really showing up. Like they're all in form. They're all in form. Hayden Young, Sarong, Brayshaw had a better performance. And some of their forwards like Tracy and Amiss.
Yeah. Amiss had a bit of issues with his kicking, but in this game.
I think it was four straight.
Yeah, four straight this game. You know, so yeah, Tracy gets, he gets those contested marks. Those ones that open up the game when you don't expect it on the half forward line, you know. He gets those. Luke Jackson's, he's fine as a forward, man. He's not as good as he is, you know, as a mid, sorry, as a ruck, but it's fine, you know. And we have Darcy, who was able to nullify Gawn to an extent.
Yeah, he was.
Man.
I just can't explain the Melbourne, like, effort, though. Like, I just, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. Nah, it's, again, that's the worst performance for years, you know. And obviously, like, I think, does Simon Goodwin, does his job come into question? Like, we were talking Bevo out a few, like maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago. I think we got to start talking about Goodwin, man. Because this is still a high-quality team. You still got Petrarca, Gawn, Oliver at your disposal, Viney. It's still a strong midfield that can't get beaten that badly. No. They can't.
That's why I'm trying to find some understanding of how that happened, but I don't know.
And I think it's – my thought is just give the credit to Freo because, again, they're the Barcelona Dockers, man. The way they move it around – and just eventually find avenues to open up. I don't know. It's almost like that's kind of like what Hawthorn used to do back in the day a bit. You know what I mean? Like
Hawthorn were precision kicking, yeah. So they could find a way to kind of just cut through, yeah.
Exactly. So, and they've got enough good kickers, I guess, Fremantle to make it happen. You know, so
they do have some nice kickers. Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like all of their dudes have a certain level of toughness to them as well. Because Jordan Clark actually showed a bit of toughness in this game that I didn't expect.
Yeah.
So.
No, they're definitely a tough team. They're definitely a tough team.
Yeah. What's his name? Chapman as well. He's got a bit of aerial presence. Yeah. You know, Ryan's aerial presence is excellent.
Yeah.
Pierce. And you know what? I think you'd mentioned in your All-Australian, you know, midway All-Australian team, which maybe we'll do that next week. We'll uncover that. You had Alex Pierce as a, you know.
He's been pretty good, man.
He threw his hat in the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, look, it's an amazing effort from Freo. I just, how does Melbourne lose by 94 points or whatever it is, man?
I don't know.
You just can't explain it because they're a good team. So they for are. A good team to they be beaten like that, it can't be anything other than just like can't be bothered playing.
I don't know. It says Melbourne dropped to 10th and Freo on that 6th. They're 2 points ahead of them because they had the draw.
Yeah.
Not Freo. So anyway, there you go. Two really good performances in a row for Freo.
Yeah,
we'll jump into, you know, this game. Hey, shout out to Zumi for this one, right? Honestly, like I don't know what it is, but like something about Essendon, bro. We knew. We've been talking about this for weeks. They haven't had a convincing win.
No,
and look, here we go.
It is it's a tough expectation to go up to Gold Coast and beat them. That's the first thing we'll say as a caveat. But if you're going to be a top eight team, you've got to take some of these scalps, man.
But beyond that, because I think right now they're somehow still second, right?
Yeah.
They, if they're basing, you know, their season off their wins and their ladder position, they're thinking we're a top four side, man. We're a contender. You're not.
No,
this week has proven that you're in that mix. You're in that 6th to 12th mix, you know? Because those teams up, so 12th is Hawthorn. And then it's, you know, Bulldogs, Melbourne, Collingwood coming up the ladder. You're in that mix. You're not top four. That's just not the case.
No.
And like a win for this game would have been, you know, hey, maybe we are a top four.
Yeah.
But you lost, you know. And I think Parrish is a big out. But I feel like the other midfielders are more dynamic anyway.
I don't think injuries is necessarily an issue with Essendon at the moment.
No.
Got
Ridley
players.
Comes back.
Yeah.
you know, that it's almost the full squad.
Yeah, you can't expect much better injury wise. Yeah, look, they had their chances to win. They were pretty wasteful in front of goal, but at the end of the day, the result is what kind of matters.
Mm.
I would be surprised if Essendon supporters generally think that they're a top four chance. I'd be very surprised.
Yeah.
But top eight is what they're looking for. I still think they can make the top eight because they're winning games.
Well, that's the thing.
But are they a finals threat? Mm. If you're versing Essendon in finals, you're fifth and you're versing Essendon, that's eighth, for example.
Mm.
You're banking that win, you know, I think.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
Not that they don't have threats. They do. Mm. I just don't think they're there yet. But look, they still had a pretty good year. So
yeah, look, I think they're the complete opposite to Adelaide. Mm. Where it's like they've and Geelong as well is opposite to Adelaide. It's like we've done all our damage early and now we can sort of have some off weeks now.
Yeah.
You know? Is this an off week losing by 11 points
at Gold Coast? Not necessarily.
It's not if you're, you know, in that range, in that 8th to 12th, you know, 6th to 12th range. But anyway, look, let's, you know, calm it down, Essendon fans, a little bit.
There's a big game coming up next week with Essendon. So.
That game's crazy. Look, I want to talk about Sexton in the back line. I think he's actually found his role and he's been very good there.
Yeah,
right?
But
I think,
is he going to get dropped once Power comes back?
Possibly. But that's just extra depth. Yeah. And also, Mac Andrew was dancing around, man.
He's a freak.
And he kicks it so well. Mm. You don't expect it. You don't expect this lanky, you know, appearingly raw talent. You know, he hasn't really filled out. He's still skinny. You wouldn't expect him to be this clean of a ball user, but he was really good as well, man.
Yeah, he's like the general down there.
He is already. He is. Actually, no, I thought I'd pose the question to you. But who's been better this year out of Martin and Flanders? Who do you think's been the better player? Because I feel like they're super comparable players.
It's a good question. I reckon Flanders has probably been more damaging.
Yeah.
I think Martin's probably had more possessions, but he has had some games where he's got a lot of the ball and hasn't done a lot with it.
Yeah.
A bit of chip kick, where I feel like Flanders takes the game on a bit more, but Martin still does that. So relatively comparable, I'd probably just go Flanders.
Yeah. Cooler name as well.
Yeah. He's got a cool name.
Yeah. Should we jump into the tipping, mate?
Let's do it, man.
All right. So next week, less games again. So the Thursday game is a shocker, to be honest with you. Adelaide versus Richmond at Adelaide Oval. It's going to be Adelaide.
One, two, skip a few, baby.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Adelaide at home, yeah?
Yeah, 100%, mate. Western Bulldogs on the Friday night versus Brizzy at Marvel. Mate, you can't go against the Dogs.
Go Dogs, yeah.
This is an easy tipping round so far. But now it's Hawks at Launceston versus GWS. I don't know why you're laughing. I don't know who to pick there, bro.
Neither do I.
I feel like we back in GWS because they're a good side.
We haven't given Hawks much love, have we?
No. And Drossos called us out on it.
Yeah.
We're gonna, you know what, for you, Drossos, we're gonna tip GWS.
Let's do it.
Did you hear what I just said, Mario?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the GWS.
I said, yeah, come on, bro. I'm like, surely. Nah, we'll go with the Hawks. We're going with the Hawks. Here we go. So Bulldogs, I can't read right now. West Coast versus North at Optus. With Nahali Reid, there's no team, mate.
They're shallow. They're
North,
nothing.
North are coming off the bye. You know what I mean? So
fresh.
They're fresh, ready
after
to go.
All their hard work this year, North, they're nice and fresh.
Exactly. You know, Brent Tickle might come in, you know, provide some forward, you know, forward craft. You know what I mean? Look, let's be mature and go with West Coast, which feels wrong, but we're going to do that. Marvel. St. Kilda at Marvel versus Gold Coast. Gold Coast.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna go Saints?
No, I don't.
You gonna go Saints?
I don't want to go Saints.
No way, man. Sydney versus Geelong at the SCG.
Sydney, man. You can't bet against the super team.
100%. And then
probably the only good game of this round, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, look, the Hawks and GWS game I think is a good game.
Yeah, true.
I'm keen to watch that. But yeah, Essendon versus Carlton.
Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Look, I've talked a lot of shit about Essendon, so yeah. I'm gonna say Carlton.
Y'all better win, bro.
We better win, man. I'll be honest with you. If Essendon wins against Carlton, I'm gonna have a bit of egg on my face.
Yeah, no, fair enough. So we're gonna be doing Carlton there, and then Collingwood versus Melbourne at the MCG. If Melbourne were to try to pull one, it's now. It's the so it's the what's it called?
King's birthday.
Yeah. If they were to try to pull one, it's this game because Collingwood had depleted.
Collingwood depleted, and Melbourne are going to have a firecracker up their ass after that performance.
Yeah, the odds are actually completely even, pretty much. Yeah. So
look, I'd kind of be happy to disregard Melbourne's performance a bit and just kind of forget that it ever happened.
Yeah,
but Collingwood are playing good football,
And they lost to a good team by not that much. No. Let's be fair, you know. Look, it sort of got blown out in the last.
It's a big game. Collingwood like big games. I'm happy to tip Collingwood.
Yeah, and we captain Dacos and Supercoach.
100%.
And the buy is Freo and Port. So yeah,
that's it.
That's sort of that'll wrap it up.
That'll wrap it up, boy.
Yeah, no, we've. That was a bit of a quick fire one, man. Less games, we could just sort of smash through them a bit
that's
quicker.
That's it.
We've got an 8 o'clock deadline, so you know.
That's our curfew. 8 o'clock.
I need to go home and
Matt
sleep.
And I will be snuggling in about 20 minutes.
Don't give him ideas, man. I didn't expect that from you, Georgie. But anyway,
sorry, man.
Nah. Anyway, look. Don't give him the wrong idea.
Yeah, but, you're right. This is the internet after all.
I know exactly. We're gonna run with this, bro. This is I might have to edit this out.
Yeah.
Nah. But anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
And have a good one. Take it easy.
Harley Reid, he's let the frustrations get the best of him. And now Mason Wood can kick his fourth. Mate, he moved down forward because Max King was out. And he's been better than him. And he's done this all for Christo's birthday.